Wow. You look at this and you taste it. I can and you're like, it. You know it's what's awesome. Missing? You know what's missing with this tinola? Marshmallows and chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What the hell?
Thank you so much thank you for watching and what am I saying? Thank you for watching and listening to your favorite podcast. This is the Maximum Filipino Show. Yeah. Tonight it's I don't want to say tonight because I don't know what time are you going to be watching or listening to this, but right now it's a special podcast. I always say that, but I mean it. This is a special podcast. Mm-hmm. We have Ate Abby.
Yeah.
Hi, Ate Abby.
Welcome, Ate Abby.
Hi.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I saw you or I saw her on TikTok.
Right.
And I started stalking her. I'm like, yo.
That's a creep.
This chick is crazy good.
Okay.
I watch your TikTok all the time.
So yeah, I saw some of your TikToks. Oh man, they all look delicious.
Okay, no, he's talking about the food.
The food stuff. Come on, people.
All right. So Ate Abby, are you in the Philippines right now? Are you in the Philippines?
Yes, I'm in the Philippines right now. I'm in Laguna. It's 11:25 a.m. here.
Oh,
I don't know what time is it there.
It's basically 12-hour difference, but we're behind.
Oh, okay.
So it's right. It's 11:25 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right now.
Yes.
Of Saturday 11:25 p.m. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hope I'm not messing with your sleeping.
Oh no!
It's fine. This is a norm for
us.
Yeah.
Tomorrow,
it's okay.
Tomorrow we have a 3 a.m. podcast, so it's okay.
What?
Oh,
yeah. You mean later?
Yeah. No. So, I guess the following day. So the following day. So Monday, 3 a.m. podcast.
Right.
It's gonna be awesome, and we're both working that day too. So it's gonna be
guys,
great.
Guys, get some sleep. Sleep is important.
Sleep is overrated. It's okay.
Actually, I slept around 5 a.m. to today. So
wow. Look at that.
Please be good to me.
Yeah. Ate, I know. Tell us about yourself. Tell us more about yourself. We want to get to know you. So this podcast, before she answers, this podcast is a Learn Filipino pod. We want to showcase Filipinos all around the world.
Yes.
Every artist, every celebrities, every content creator, everything that we know and we believe you are great at. We want to showcase that because we believe that Filipinos are not just nurses, OFWs, factory workers and things like that.
Right.
Although those are nice and amazing career, but we're more than that. We're more than our own stereotypes.
Agreed.
So tell us more about you, Ate.
Okay, so people know me as a content creator on TikTok because, I mean, I'm not famous for for other things. As a content creator on TikTok, what I usually do is cook Filipino food, I guess I focus on Filipino food because I like to cook something relatable to my audience, and most of them are Filipino, right? Should I talk about outside my content creator?
Sure. Right? Yeah, it's all about you
and what you do.
Yeah. So outside content creation, I'm still a student. Actually, I'm a senior at University of the Philippines, Diliman. I'm taking hotel restaurant management as BSHRM, BS Hotel Restaurant and Institution Management.
Nice.
Yeah. And what brought me to TikTok is actually I don't upload videos before. I just use it to watch other people's videos.
Right.
But this January, I just had this very, very random idea that what if I took a video of what I'm cooking tonight? And let's see how people will react on TikTok. And then surprisingly it got traction. I was so surprised because let me tell you, in January I only had 14 followers.
Oh wow.
And I was uploading singing videos only because
at first
I was, my approach was, what if I sing, because I have a lot of fun singing and I think people will appreciate it. But in the TikTok world, people's attention spans are so short. And what I like seeing are very slow songs, not so impactful. hurtful.
Yeah.
So I failed at gaining new friends and fans through singing.
Yeah.
All right. So, and what brought me to making cooking videos is, first of all, my background in HRIM, in restaurant management.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really, really passionate about food ever since I was a kid.
Oh, wow.
And apart from that, I'm also very interested in filmmaking. So since 2016, I was a freelance photographer and videographer.
Oh, okay.
So I have all this equipment with me that I'm not using.
Yeah.
Because of that hobby of mine years ago. So in January, I thought, why not, you know, take videos of food? That's what I'm passionate about. That's what I have skills for or equipment for.
Mm. Yeah. No. Yeah, I saw some of your latest videos. I'm like, I'm not kidding. They look delicious. I'm like, whoa, this is good.
No, but your singing contents too are great. But
yeah, I did see that. So normally what I do when we have a guest, he will shoot me over who they are, and I see from their latest, and I start from their earliest, and I'll see, try to figure out the transition. Yeah, you started off singing, you had a band going on, and then all of a sudden I see food. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
She's singing to my own tune right now. She's talking about food.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. It's awesome. Well, before we continue furthermore, I ask this to every guest that we have. So most of the time, most of our guests so far are popular TikToker and Instagram. You know, they have a good amount of followers. And I ask this because we're not big account, you know, at least not yet.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you say yes for this podcast?
I think it wasn't, I actually didn't think of it twice. Mm-hmm. Like when I got your message and you invited me for a podcast, I told myself, well, this is a new opportunity for me, you know, to learn. This is a new platform.
Yeah.
And why not? Like, why not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Having a lot of followers doesn't mean you get to no
yeah,
not
right,
you.
Right,
you get to pick you get to pick your opportunities, right?
Mm-hmm,
yes. And well, you do. there will come a time that there will be a lot of opportunities coming to you, and your schedule have to, you know, you have to choose whatever will fit your schedule. But to me, this is really a good opportunity to connect with you people, because I really love your advocacy.
Oh yeah.
And when you message me, I check out your Spotify and your YouTube.
Nice.
And I listen to a couple of podcasts.
That's awesome.
And it was
that
really fun. It was really fun.
Yes. That is the whole point.
Why
of...
are you laughing?
No, because we're happy.
We're happy.
That was the whole vision. This is the whole vision of our podcast, or the content that we're making, you know, except the, you know, like the after flicks where we review movies and TV shows and things like that. But the Learn Filipino Pod is this, you know, to showcase people, to tell the world that, man, we have so many popular Filipinos on TikTok alone, you know, we're everywhere. You know, I mean, to name a few, you have Bretman Rock, you have Bella Porch.
Yes.
It's like, these are legit Filipinos, and not just half Filipinos. They're like,
right?
No, they're like growing. So we're laughing because we're so glad. That is our vision. That's what we're aiming for.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
So we want to say thank you for saying yes.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, that's right. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, so I saw a lot of your videos, right? And I noticed that, it makes me laugh so hard, because you, although you bleep them, you'll cook and, you know, like, you're serious, not serious, but you're really funny and things like that, and then you just cuss towards the end, or sometimes in the middle of your video.
Yeah.
That was so funny. But how do you get all these ideas in making videos, or, you know, the cooking thing and the lines that you're gonna say? How do you prep? I would say.
When I shoot my videos, I don't have a script.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Especially because right now I shoot a lot of food experiments, like things I haven't done before. Lumpia, different kinds of lumpia. See, I fried marshmallows. I'm frying jelly. Wow. I just fried jelly last night.
Marshmallow.
I saw that TikTok. She's like,
I must have missed that one.
She was doing the marshmallows and chocolate, right? She was wrapping it. It's like, and she double wrapped it. And then it's like, let me see if this thing doesn't burst open. And then while she's frying it, it burst open. It's like, it was so funny. I'm like, because it was totally unexpected. It's like, oh, this is awesome. And then all of a sudden you cuss. I'm like, what? No, this is awesome.
Yeah, I like to have a lot of fun while filming. Mm-hmm. So I don't have a script. It's all very organic. And
that's awesome.
The voiceovers that you hear, I just record them after. Because I really want to prioritize my organic input when I'm filming videos. Mm-hmm. And I'm really naturally a cusser. Is that a word?
A cusser. I cuss a lot.
I don't think it's a bad thing. Especially if you're not cussing a person. Say it's an expression. I don't think it's a bad thing.
As long as you're not, as long as you're not cussing at people. It's like when you stub your toe and you cuss and like, that's fine, you know?
But when you say, fuck you.
That's totally different. I hope you die, you know? It's like, there's no different, you know?
I wasn't expecting that.
No, because I think the main thing is you look so innocent, you know? Like, you're just cooking. And it's not... Mm-hmm. Okay, so if I compare you to Gordon Ramsay, and Gordon Ramsay has this aggravating look on his face, so when he cusses, it's like, I expect that. Look at his face; he's always mad, you know. Like, but you smile, and then you're doing your stuff, and then all of a sudden, boom, like,
so very pleasant.
And then the way you edit things. So when you do edit, how long mm-hmm. does it take you, because you said you have a background in videography, so. Mm-hmm. How long does it normally take you when you edit videos?
Mm-hmm. On average, it takes around 3 to 4 hours, maybe really? 5 hours. Oh, wow.
Per video?
Yeah, it's ironic because my videos are only 1 minute.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And I think that's because when I film, you know, I said I like to keep it organic. Mm. So I'm not shooting... You know, on the TikTok app, you can record, like, push to record.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right. I don't do that. Wow, pro tip. I'm revealing my...
Your secrets.
My work routine. My secrets now. So what I do is I actually record on the camera app. Mm. So my footage runs for hours. So what you see on TikTok, that 1 second clip of me frying, that's actually... Let's say 10 minute video frying. Oh, wow. Yeah, and when I'm editing, I have to find that tiny clip that's very. I'm not especially selecting or getting the part where I cuss, but right. I think that's fun, you know. You have to keep it entertaining.
Right.
I do found it entertaining, so.
So none of the voices or the audios were recorded during the time that you're recording with your phone. Everything is, or I guess most of them are, like, post-production. Is that what happens?
I record only the instructions.
Okay.
Mm. For example, I say egg yolks, sugar, milk. Mm. I record that
with the video
while editing.
Yeah. Oh, while editing. Gotcha.
Yeah.
How about the cussing part?
But the cussing part, that's totally weird. That would be weird, no? If I'm editing like that and that's a good time to cuss.
No, because I imagine you like editing the video, right? You're splicing it, you're putting effects or things like that, and then you saw that part. It's like, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That's
but
funny.
I'm filming it myself, though, so I'm seeing it real time. Mm. So... Yeah, yes, guys.
That's awesome.
Out a surprise to you?
No. I mean, because a lot of people, and I think I noticed with big, you know, large TikTokers,
right?
Mm-hmm. They put a lot of effort in recording, and I'm talking about like not one time, because there are some TikTok accounts that are just one time hit. You know, they have a one viral video,
right?
Because they got lucky or whatever it is. It could be funny or interesting or weird. But like your account, who's continuously almost every video, so you have a viral video, you know, 400,000, 300,000 views, because you put much effort on making it better for mm-hmm. audience, you know? Like not like just trash video. If you record yourself, you say something funny and then that's it, you know? Or mm-hmm. You use some music or some sounds or the filters, especially the filters, you know?
Filters.
Not a lot of them go viral that much because it's just easy. It's like, oh, that's normal. Everybody does it. But for you, mm-hmm. you put a lot of effort on making those videos. But man, are you naturally funny? Like when you were a lot younger?
I wish to be. I hope I am funny. I don't know. I don't want to claim that Hi guys, I'm funny.
So when you're among your friends, like, are you the clown of the group? Are you the one that cracked the jokes?
The clown and the cook.
We are a group of clowns. Oh. I'm sorry if my friends are gonna hear this, but we actually make each other laugh a lot. So
yeah.
Maybe there are other, maybe 1 to 2 people that are, you know, dominating the clown.
Yeah, yeah.
The clown trait.
Yeah.
But I think we're all very funny. And I think it's important you have funny friends.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't make your life boring, you know? It's fun. And if you have a friend that's funny and can cook very well, that's like the double bonus, you know what I mean? So like you, who's funny and can cook very well, it's like, yeah, you'll be my best friend.
So speaking about your cooking, are all the things that you cook or put on, and is it just random ideas, or do you try to change what's traditional cooking into something unique? Because, you know, like you said, lumpia. Like, I've never seen lumpia with, what, apple? What did you use? One of your videos?
Apples. Yeah. Strawberry cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, where'd you come up with these ideas? Did you just randomly put them up? Like.
At first, it was really an accident, this concept. Because I was filming this potato roll lumpia. Mm-hmm. And it was already a thing. And that was just from a random memory. I just remembered. Oh, and back in 2010, we had this potato roll. So what if I make it at home and then I film it? So really, it was, what am I making for ulam? Or what am I making for a snack today? Let me film that. So it's not planned.
Oh.
I'm not planning it like, what am I gonna film next for TikTok? What would look good? At first, I wasn't like that.
Right.
So whatever I'm cooking for my family, whatever's for dinner, that's what I film. But then we had this potato roll video, and I had leftover marshmallows in lumpia wrappers.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what happens if I just, you know, fry that marshmallow? And I said, I think other people wouldn't know as well. So what if I film it and then post it? So that's where I got my first very, very fast 1 million views.
Mm.
And after that, a lot of people commented, what should I do next?
Yeah.
And a lot of my future videos were based on other people's comments, because one secret to making successful videos is that it's a response to your audience.
No.
Okay.
Because
okay.
People feel connected, they feel like they're being listened to.
Yeah.
And also they think, oh, one commenter was mentioned in the last video. What if I'm the next one to be mentioned?
Gotcha. And you have a for sure return customer, you know, like return client, if you may, because you mentioned them in the video. They're automatically going to go back and watch that video and maybe like even do with it. If they're like, oh, I was featured in this. I like that, you know, but yeah, that's a brilliant idea.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. That's where I based my videos from the comment section. But also, I feel free to just, you know, what sounds interesting. What is famous? Yeah. What can I recreate at home?
Yeah.
Things like that. So much ideas. So much ideas.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you're so the videos that you make, like the cooking videos. You look way different compared to your profile pictures and the photography stuff that you're doing. Because it's like, you like, I'm going to be honest. You look totally different people. Like, you have that person who looks mature and it's like, and then you, you know, who's cooking. It's like, they don't even look a lot like
your earlier videos with your outfit for whatever concert or when you're singing. I'm like, okay, yeah, this is her. And then I'm looking at you when you're cooking, I'm like, when did she become a mother so quick?
What?
I mean,
I know, you really do.
You
look
mature. Yeah, you do. Two different people. Like, yeah, he's right. It's like, because you have your hair look, you're dressed up, like you're ready to go into a party. But then you're here at home, like a home person, like, okay, people, let's cook. Let's see. I want to show you something.
Like, this is my first time hearing about this.
No, but
I haven't heard this comment before.
No, because it's really interesting. And all of them is just, it's a lot of them is like, this is.
Like, this is what I do during the day. This is what I do at night.
Like, I'm a mother. I look like a mother at night. Is that what you're saying?
No. It just looks different.
No offense. You
know?
Mothers are very beautiful.
Oh, yeah. They're great. So now you have 539, about 540,000 followers on TikTok.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Nice.
Have you checked how many of those are Filipinos or non-Filipino demographic?
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
The demographics, TikTok actually gives us creators the demographics. And sometimes there are more Americans than Filipinos, but most of it, maybe 89 to 96% are Filipinos.
Really?
And yeah. And the other 5%, it varies. 5 to 11% varies. Mm. US, Canada, Asian countries. So I think that's very interesting that my content... My cussing gets there to America. I'm contaminating the entire world.
No, because I noticed too that most of your videos are Taglish. You know, like you do a lot of Tagalog and then English at the same time. So, and then your comments are in Tagalog. So I think you're hitting more of the Filipinos and things like that.
Yeah. Right.
What is the aim of the account? Are you aiming to be reached? Because I know you're probably not like, I wanted to be popular. It just so happened that you became popular. But right now that you are popular, were you aiming to reach other countries like America and for your content?
Mm-hmm. I envision an account that's both for Filipinos and both for Americans, but I don't want to feel restricted that I should only use English just so Americans could understand it. Because I'm really, really proud of our cuisine, of our, you know, our language. And really, if there's one thing to describe the food that I'm cooking, I want it to be relatable. Relatable to my fellow Filipinos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I want it to be relatable to Filipinos, but I also want it to be, you know, a point of discovery. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I want it to be viewed by other nationalities as well, just so they can see, oh, this is how Filipino food is, this is what it looks like.
Yeah,
so maybe a combination of both. No, relatable food for Filipinos and also food that maybe other nationalities would find interesting, learn about our culture.
Right Yeah, because I also noticed you have some like just full English content. When you make videos, do you intentionally just put Taglish in it, or you're like, oh, I'm gonna put English in this video, and then I'm gonna put more Tagalog in this video, or you just you know, voice over everything the way it works? Is that how it's going?
Let me think. I haven't thought of it like that. Mm-hmm. Should I use English or should I use Tagalog in this video?
Yeah,
it's more of, what would sound better if I use Filipino in this segment or English? Mm. Because, for example, as we talked about earlier, I cuss, right?
Yeah.
When I cuss, it's really the strong Filipino cuss. I say, the P word. I say the P word.
Yeah.
Just because I know it's going to be viewed by other countries, I don't want to tell myself, oh, it's going to be seen by Americans, you should use motherfucker or something like that.
Huh? I love that you don't say the P word, but you say mofo. I was like,
respect.
That is awesome.
Because Filipino cuss words are very aggressive.
They are aggressive.
Like they sound very crunchy and
oh man.
English words, they can be like fuck.
No, but the Filipino, so like the Filipino cuss words though are funny. At least to me, when I hear them, I laugh because they sound funny. Unless of course if they're pointing at me, then that's not funny at all. Like you don't cuss at me. But when it comes to English, like even the F word and things like that, I don't find it funny. I find it like maybe a little insulting, even though it's not towards me. It's like, I don't want to hear that, you know. Unless of course we're just we're just joking around, that's a different story. But man, but Filipino cuss words are really, really funny. I don't know why. I don't know. Just even simple like gago, you know? It's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you cuss in Filipino? I know you speak Filipino.
I don't cuss personally, but I don't mind people cussing around me. Yeah. Yeah. I don't.
Yeah. we don't.
You're good boys.
Yeah.
I don't know about being the good boys. But
you can say that. We can be good girls too. if you don't mind me asking, Ate Abby, how old are you?
I'm 21.
21? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, 21.
Oh, you're surprised. Yeah. What do I look like?
I don't know. You look 15. I mean, come on.
What?
Yeah, you look really young. Unless, of course, when you wear your makeup and you do your photo shoot, that's like, look 21. Yeah, in those pictures, of course, because of the, you know, the makeup and the picture. But yeah, you look 15. You do.
Oh, okay. That makes the cussing funnier.
No? Yes, a lot funnier. Yeah,
it's a cussing 15-year-old.
Oh my god! Where is your mom?
Where is?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So you are in you said HRM, HRS.
HRIM. Okay. HRIM. Yeah.
HRIM. Okay.
HRIM.
Yeah, so with the TikTok account, I noticed too that you don't have YouTube. Like, I tried to look for a YouTube account, I couldn't find it. Are you planning to make a YouTube account someday?
Yeah, it's a wise decision for a lot of creators to use multiple platforms.
Yeah,
right.
So I'm planning also to upload my videos on YouTube. Mm-hmm. But what I think that you don't just, you know, upload your videos to YouTube just because they got famous on TikTok, because they're very different platforms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever I do, I want to do them right.
Yeah.
So I'm still learning how YouTube algorithm works, gets more traction with YouTube. So, yeah, but what I feel sad about is sometimes people re-upload my content they get the traction.
Yeah.
They steal the reach that supposedly was, you know, for the original creator.
Right.
So that's what's sad about it being slow to use other platforms.
Yeah, and they're most likely Filipinos too. they're pirating your content and putting in DVD and selling the side of the road.
Is it wrong if I would say, is that very Filipino?
That is very Filipino. No, just kidding.
No, not
here. No, but it's like it's definitely a Filipino who's pirating your content. Yeah. I got a segment before we continue further. I have a segment here.
Oh, all right.
And it's called let me see. It's called what is Tito Boyabunda say? Like a fast track, something like that? It's a fast track.
Fast talk,
yep. So I have set of questions in here. Okay, and I want you to answer them. Mm-hmm. The first answer that pops in your head. Okay, you ready?
All right. I'm so scared of what I'm going to say.
No, you got it. You got it. No filter. Just say what's in your heart and what's in your mind. Okay. All right. I only have like I don't even know, like less than 15 questions in here. All right, you ready?
Okay.
Fast talk.
Yeah.
Fast talk at the Abbey edition. Is it? All right. Favorite dish.
Fried chicken.
Ooh.
What dish can you cook blindfolded?
Rice.
Most memorable food and why?
Calamares. It's a street food. It's fried. It's like a calamari.
Yeah.
Mm. I have a lot of memories with it because there's a vendor outside my high school, and it was a tradition for us to go there after class. And even right now, whenever I see a calamaris, I can't help it. No, I'm gonna buy that. Take my money.
best food movie.
Best food movie. Ratatouille.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
All right.
Nice, right?
Best cooking show.
Best cooking show. Should it be on TV?
Sure. Yeah.
Anything.
TV show.
On TV.
Either American or Filipino.
I hate to say this, but I really like Hell's Kitchen.
Okay.
That's where the cussing comes.
That's where the cussing comes. All right. End of the world tomorrow. Tomorrow's end of the world. What will you cook?
Rice. Rice.
Besides Filipino, what is your best food cuisine?
American.
Oh, okay. All right. If you're in a coma, what food would you wake up? What food would we give you, or someone will give you for you to wake up?
Fried chicken. I'm so sorry if my palate is so basic. Like, I just eat fried chicken and rice.
Fried chicken and rice. Gas stove or wood?
Gas stove.
First date food.
Fried chicken and rice. Fried chicken and rice. No. First date food. Street food.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. In your opinion, what is the food that only psychos enjoy?
Only psychopaths enjoy?
Yeah.
Mint chocolate ice cream. Oh, judging yes. You guys.
I love it. Okay. What is the most disgusting food?
Most disgusting raisins.
Oh, okay. No.
I see you don't agree with me, huh?
I don't mind.
Surprised with raisins, of all things.
Okay, no filter. You have to answer it. What is an after sex food?
I don't know. I haven't.
In your opinion, what do you think?
No.
You know what? What would I think? If I ask me, balut, balut.
Oh, I would have said ice cream.
Ice cream. I guess ice cream, maybe. Other people say ice cream, so I'll just say yes.
Other people say ice cream, she goes with it.
And last question. Does pineapple belong in pizza?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Filipinos,
yes. Yes. Awesome. Dude, that was great.
That was some random
questions. What I was thinking, I wasn't thinking of it like, does it taste good or not? Because I know it tastes good.
Yeah.
But I was thinking, will Italians judge me?
They probably will. They probably will.
They probably will.
It's so pineapple pizza is so American. It's like we're probably the only one who put pineapple in our pizza and Filipinos. But
okay, so we were talking about. I mean, what is considered American food? When you say American, what food do you like that's American or considered American?
Fried food. I really like burgers, fries. What else? It's more of a diner.
So she likes soul food.
Yeah.
She is a soul food lover.
Do you like steak?
Yeah, steak. If I have the money.
Yeah.
In Philippines, yeah. No, it's...
Yeah. It's really expensive.
It's expensive here too, so yeah. It's expensive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you're probably like cashing out some TikTok money over there, you know?
I don't have income yet on TikTok.
Oh, not yet.
I don't know if I can share that, but... Yeah, I'm not earning yet, so everything.
Interesting. Right, this is why you need to start a YouTube account, because that, you know, 1 million, 2 million views in YouTube, that's
crazy.
Ka-ching.
That's nice.
Ka-ching, you know, for sure. Yeah. No, but that's awesome. So, what is the next big thing for you?
Right.
After you know, while you're doing this, and it might be this, but what is the next big thing for you?
Right now I'm having like a turning point in my career. If I'm going to have a corporate job or if I'm going to stay with content creation. So right now I think there are a lot of opportunities that would come in content creation, and I'm really excited about it. Maybe I can announce it as well. I've been invited in some huge
Oh, let's go.
All right.
I don't know if I can say that yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, we can stay with that. You got invited to a something that's big.
Okay. Yeah.
Can I say that again so we can cut the audio? I'll just act like, so right now.
I can bleep it. It's okay. I can bleep that part. No.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
But yeah, you got invited. That is awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Awesome.
But
that's
it is really a turning point because as you may know, because you said 1 minute video takes you about three to four hours editing. It's a full-time job. Content creation is a full-time job.
It takes a lot of time.
Yeah, but it's a fun full-time job, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not like
what's stopping me only is that I don't know if it's going to bring me, you know, stable income in the future because I really, really want my life to be really stable, peaceful. Sino bang hindi, diba?
Right,
everyone,
right.
Everyone wants a financially stable life, and a lot of people think that that comes with corporate jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And with something as dynamic, as volatile as the content creation industry, it's, you know, it's not an easy choice to make. Like, I'm going to make food videos at home without a guarantee that I'm going to earn from this.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's a tough choice. It's a tough choice. Yeah. That's it.
That's interesting. But once you hit that content creation,
right.
Whew, man, if you know, there's serendipity of content creation, and you've been in that serendipity, because it's like 540,000
mm-hmm.
followers is a mm-hmm. big deal. It's like, imagine facing a 540,000 people staring at you.
Yeah, like, I think about that a lot. Like,
you know what I mean?
Like when I'm cooking in the kitchen,
yeah,
even just frying an egg, no. I'm imagining, what if right now I feel like 500 people are looking at me. What are you cooking?
I know. And they make like stupid requests. I want some. What was the recent one? Paso, like paso, a blue person paso.
Yeah. It's when you get burned, your tongue gets burned.
Yeah, when you burn your tongue. It's like they make stupid requests like that. It's like, hold up, I'm cooking. Just sit there and stare at me.
Show me when you burned your tongue.
Your tongue.
And then I have to edit again and I'll see. Wow. Okay, all right, let's get it.
Oh, that's funny.
Were you planning to move somewhere? Like maybe here in America and and you know, it's either you
no
go with content creation
about
or
that, yeah.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know why. Philippines is a country that's very hard to live in. Like,
yeah.
Very, very hard.
Mm.
A lot of things will piss you off here. The government,
yeah,
that's number one. Mm-hmm. Government, the low salaries here, mm-hmm. the weather. That's ano na lang yan. Side ano na lang.
Yeah, yeah.
But really, super corrupt country, really bad government. So, you know, it's really an option to just go out, just live somewhere else. Especially kung kaya mo naman, why not?
Diba? Right, right.
But I really have an attachment to the culture,
right.
And yeah, I'm very family oriented. So mm-hmm. that's some things I think about when I'm considering moving.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, right now I have a contract with We Filipino. Do you know We?
Yeah, yeah. Oh wow.
We Filipino. Yeah.
Okay. To do what?
I do TikTok videos. I just started, actually. I do TikTok videos for them.
Mm.
Maybe you'll see me on their TikTok soon. And I told myself, I was thinking, I'm in the Philippines right now, but companies such as We, that is in California,
yeah,
is reaching out to me. So I'm just thinking, what other opportunities mm-hmm. would be there for me if I just move there?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's really a hard decision for someone like me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
No, but it's
about
the
moving.
A lot of it. So I listen to a lot of podcasts for content creators, especially on TikTok, and they said one of the best ways to make money, you know, besides sponsorship and things like that, or Patreon, or any other applications or website that people can give you money, is to do merch, you know, sell whatever, like I don't know,
mm-hmm.
sell a spatula with your name in it, or a t-shirt or whatever. Do you besides the cussing, do you have a catchphrase? Did you develop a catchphrase?
I think nothing yet.
Nothing yet.
Nothing yet.
Nothing yet.
I don't know. As a creator, how do you know what you're famous for? No, like, do you search your?
No, it's gonna come from your audience. You know, like they will call you the I don't know. They come up with stupid names like Cooking Filipino, or I don't know. Like it's usually come from the audience, because remember it's like, what, a year ago when the CEO of this thing started, you know, like the CEO of The Moaning, or CEO of Tall Building, or CEO of Cooking, you know, and because the audience start doing that whole catchphrase.
Right.
But once you develop that catchphrase, you can make that some merch, you know, because
that's you. Yeah.
That's the definition of you. But yeah, that's what they said. I don't know. We're not a big account yet, so I can't tell you what. I can give you advice on what to do.
Yeah. I think selling merch, that has something to do with your audience, like the, what people know you for, and they'll buy it if they're loyal to you or if they're, you know, they're really attached to your brand.
Right.
Mm.
Not just because, I don't think it will sell if they saw it on TikTok one day and they saw, wow, she fried marshmallows. I want to buy her T-shirt saying fried marshmallows. It's not something you just want to shout out.
I think that would be awesome.
I have a shirt here. Fried marshmallows.
Hey, you never know. People do crazy stuff in the internet. You never know. People buy, I'm not even kidding. People buy bath water. You know, like some people will take a bath. And that water that they use, they will sell it, and people buy it. It's not a joke.
Where do they sell it?
I don't know. They just connect with them. He said, you know, I'm gonna buy your bath water. I'm gonna buy your nail clippings. It's like, and then they, yeah, and they get sell like a lot of money. But I don't think you will do that, and I don't think you should do that.
Yeah. But don't underestimate those who would like to buy what you got.
Yeah,
like celebrities would. You know, even if it's for their like hardcore fans, they will say, "This it's not really their shirt." It's like, "This is my T-shirt, and you might want to buy it."
Right.
And they will buy it because they're from their favorite fan. I don't want to say something else because it'll get a little weird. But let's start with shirt, for example, T-shirt.
So, you said you have no other plans on moving somewhere else, like moving here in America,
right?
Like at all.
I'm open to it, especially if it's going to get political if I say it. Mm. Maybe if I have a threshold, no? Like if I really can't take what's happening in here, maybe I would consider it.
Gotcha.
And also,
gotcha.
If there's a huge opportunity that presents itself to me, like content creation with stable income, get to do what you love, and you have financial stability. Why not? No, like why not?
Yeah, that's true.
But really, to me, that would still come with the fact that you're not going to be able to hang out with your friends anymore. You're going to leave your family in here. That's very sad for me.
Well, if you know, once you make a lot of money, you can bring him with you.
He's like, hey, I got me a jet plane.
Everything is
that
possible
can ride
if you're
in.
Rich.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, look at even the content creators in the Philippines, like Kong TV makes a ton of money, you know, just being a creator in the Philippines, let alone being a content creator in America or, you know, any other countries. But man, content creation is like the key. And this is why a lot of people want to do it, because they think it's easy. They think it's like, oh, I just have to shoot my camera, post it, and wait for people to like it. They didn't know that it takes a lot of effort.
Yeah, it takes
really
a lot
does,
of time.
It really does. It does. Yeah. Time and effort.
Yeah, because it's like for our podcast, you know, I have to message people. I have to watch their account. I have to make sure that it's in line with what we want to do. And then... And then we have to prepare, you know, like looking at your stuff and talking to you and things like that. But yeah, it takes a lot of work. And then the editing, the upload, and then the waiting part.
Yeah.
What is your, I know I'm jumping to different like topics, but what is the Ate Abby's biggest dream? Like, what is your dream part? Whether it's content creation or whatever you want to do in life. Like, what is the biggest dream for you? Like, do you want to have your own TV show, like cooking show, or your own hotel, or a cruise line? What is it?
Yeah, it's a very difficult question for me to answer because as I've said earlier, this is a turning point in my career, and I've only tried doing podcasts today. This week, actually, yesterday was my first live video.
Oh nice! Yeah.
The day before that was my first shoot with a team, so everything is new to me, and I'm still gauging what I find most enjoyable.
Right.
But if I envision myself in the future, what would be like a good place to be in? all I think about is, you know, aside from financial stability,
right,
is having the freedom to express my creativity.
Mm-hmm.
I still have this platform, no matter what it is, TikTok or, let's say, a cooking show. I just want something that is a creative outlet for me. I don't want to lose that.
Yeah.
Even if I get a corporate job, I don't think I would ever just focus on that. I always have to have a creative outlet. Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, wow. It does.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, dude. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to buy your cookbooks.
Yeah, and see the name Ate Ate.
So, I know, right?
Isa ka pala dun sa mga bibili ng mga.
Yes, I'll buy a cookbook for sure. You know, lumpia with marshmallows and chocolate, and right? And one of the instructions said, make sure when you cook it and it bursts out, you have to cuss. Like, that is the main right ingredient.
Yeah. You know, right, you want to bathwater.
Yeah. No, but for real though, it's like I think it could happen to you. I believe that it's either a cookbook or your own TV show in the Philippines, because you know how TV show works in the Philippines, like, because people are so in tune in watching TVs. We watch it constantly.
Yes,
you know. Mm-hmm. and productions or what do you call them, like agencies, networks
yeah,
will try to find something that it's relatable to people and already popular in the internet. So one of these days someone will hit you up and said, hey, we're trying to start this show, can you be part of it? You know, because you already have a lot of followers, and once you announce that in your TikTok, hey, I'm starting my own TV show in this network, dude, it's gonna fly.
Right.
Oh yeah,
because
they don't have to promote it that much, because you have the platform, and you would have your own TV show for sure. I can see it. I can see it happening.
Whoa, claiming it.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks for the
vote of confidence.
Yeah, vote of confidence. Yeah, for sure. Like, cause look at this. The like every single. I can say every single Binibining Pilipinas or Miss Universe and Miss Earth, when they go back to the Philippines, they're instant celebrity, you know? Like, they have shows, they have hostings and things like that. Because it's like,
commercials,
because they have a follower. And now you have a content creation. I can guarantee you, one of these days, someone will hit you up. It's like, once you hit that 1 million followers, or even like 700,000 followers, like...
Someone's going to get you.
I want you to be with... what's the name of that that cooking guy in the Philippines? That older guy, and I forgot his name. He's always funny, and he has like a Bisaya accent, and
Chef Boy Logro.
Yeah, Chef Boy Logro. Yeah. You know, you'll be
ping, 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 ping.
Yeah, you'll be with him. Like, you two will do.
That would be dope. You
know? Oh, that would be fun.
No, for sure.
That would be fun.
So what is your inspiration in cooking? Like, what made you do this avenue of cooking, and not just the content creation, but the cooking part?
I think it's really natural for me to be involved in food. I you know, other people, for example, my father, my dad, when he sees machines, automatically his brain clicks, like he knows how it works. He knows that basically, his brain picks it up very easily, and he enjoys it. He can put a lot of time in it and not be tired of it. I think that's what food is to me. I enjoy my time cooking. I have a lot of fun eating, and not just the superficial way that I want to take a picture of this, post it on Instagram, and say, this is a crunchy fried chicken.
My
mind like really goes everything.
Yeah.
Crust and the amount of effort they put to make this meat very, very tender, something like that. Like, I have a very deep connection to food. I don't know where it comes from, but it started at a very, very young age. Like, when I was 4 years old, I was like literally a child.
Yeah. So like last year, right?
Yeah. Yesterday.
Yesterday. So next year, you're going to be invited to my 6th birthday party.
Yes, we'll be there.
So whenever a visitor would come, without anyone asking me to do it, I make juice for them and I make snacks for them. At that very young age. Oh, and wow, I see that people like it when they're being served food, or people really enjoy good food a lot. It enhances their experience. And I really like the fact that I can make other people smile with food. So I think that's become a love language. Love language. That's become my love language, my way to, what do you say? That's become my creative outlet as well, mm-hmm, right now, evidently. Right. So everything in my life, there's food. There's food.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Gotcha. Wow.
She reminds me of her favorite movie, Ratatouille, or mm-hmm, food movie.
Yeah.
Because the little rat just loves the experience of food.
Because you're just like Ratatouille. He came up with the strawberry and cheese, you know, it's like two different flavors, but when you combine it together, it's amazing. So it's like the lumpia with marshmallows and chocolate. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah, you missed the ingredients. Cutting.
Yeah, that's funny. I've made a strawberry and cheese video.
Yeah, I did see that.
Now I'm imagining myself as the rat.
Yeah, you'll be Ratatouille. You know what's his name? His name is not Ratatouille.
No, it's not Ratatouille.
Remy. Yeah, his name is Remy. Mm-hmm. No, but Remy. That is awesome. So you've always been the cook. I can imagine you, because I did this when I was a kid. You know, when I was in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. Remember when we buy Legos or any sardinas, 555, and then we go with our friends and we cook it. You know, we make like a fire in a in a dirty can, and then we cook it there. We have a bye-bye and kind of game. Yeah, like, I'm the father and you're the mother, and then we cook for our kids. And
Waka is confused.
I am very confused.
What he's hearing.
We do that, and then we
pretending to be a family.
Yes, yes. And in the province, we'll grab like a banana leaf, and then we make them, you know, like plates, and then we eat. Dude, it's awesome. Yeah. And I think were you always like, were you like that when you were a kid?
I had my own toys with me. I don't know if they can be considered toys, because they can actually be really cooked in. You know, palayok?
Oh, really? Oh.
It's like a pot.
Yeah.
It's
like the cooking pot.
You can cook in that. Yeah. And
you've had that?
Yeah. I would play with matches and then put some leaves I gathered from the streets. Like, making some soup here. I remember that moment in my life.
Oh, that's
yeah,
funny.
And I had toys, you know, the toys. Pans, tongs, and what
do
you call it? Ladles.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. So you've always, like, this is like your thing. You cook, and that's always been your thing.
Food is her thing. Food is her thing.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So when you go eat out to restaurants or anything, like, are you particular in when you see your order or on the food? Do you tell them, hey, I don't want this, I don't want that, no, I don't like this? Do you end up being the Gordon Ramsay when you get your food?
No. Inside, I'll have these comments, like, very judgmental, because I'm gonna be honest, I'm really judgmental. I'm really, really judgmental. It might not.
She's probably judging us right now. Like,
no, right?
Look at this podcast.
It may not be showing on my TikTok, but I'm really a judgmental person. I have a lot to say about food. When I go eat at restaurants, I don't call the waiter and say, "What the fuck is this you're serving me? Why is the pasta overcooked? Why is the pasta overcooked? And why is my bread not toasted?" I cannot say that because I'm very shy, and I don't like calling people out. I don't like. I'm a pushover. That's it. I'm a pushover. If in the jeepney. You know, if in the jeep, public utility jeepney, if they don't give me my change, I'll not ask for it.
Really?
I'm really shy. I'm really, really shy. Like,
It doesn't matter how much? Like, if it's like 20 pesos?
No. If it's 100 pesos, I'll not have anything to buy my food for later. So, yes, I have to do that. But as much as possible, I'm really, really a coward. I'm working on it. I'm trying to be very assertive.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. And my problem also right now is, how do I introduce my judgmental personality on TikTok? Because I want to be honest, no? I want to be honest. What The shows I like, Hell's Kitchen. If you know Joshua Weissman, and who else? In MasterChef, really, really honest about what's wrong with the food. Mm-hmm. Joshua Weissman, he's a YouTuber. He tries to cook famous food, like he tries to go against fast food products, like that. And he judges the food very, very honestly. Like he says, "What the fuck is this shit? Why is it wrapped in such an ugly packaging? It's overcooked. It's bland." And I agree with that a lot. Like, I want to be that kind of person.
But I
want to be that kind of person to just say, you know, you sent me your products. Your products aren't that good.
No, but you can be, I think that could be your, yo, I just had a mind-blown epiphany, for sure. Like, this should be your YouTube. It can be your YouTube. It doesn't have to be, but it can be your YouTube. It's you criticize food.
Yeah,
You order food, like, from Grab, and then they, you know, deliver it to you, and then you just...
That's perfect. You know,
That's perfect.
Because I was just thinking about the same thing. She's like the old guy from Ratatouille.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, be a food critic. I think that's perfect for you.
Seriously. I mean, it's really in line with your stuff, you know? It's,
you love food.
Yeah.
And knowing that you are very judgmental.
Yeah. Judgmental, but a people pleaser.
Yeah, right.
Very hard. It's very conflicting.
A quiet, an inside judgmental person.
I think a
lot of Filipinos are like that.
Yeah, guarantee that once you build that assertiveness, then that whole pleasing other people, you won't give a crap about it.
No. I agree.
I guarantee it, because you're making your own, you're doing your own content, and it's building it. And when it does build traction, it's like, all right, this is my stuff. Mm-hmm. Who gives a F about it?
No, but the food critic can also be, if you can, you know, go to a restaurant with a camera. Of course, if you're shy, you can't do that, because, you know, you're a little conscious when people are looking at you. You have a camera, but you just criticize the food, the way they serve it, and things like that. Like, you know, it doesn't have to be like a Gordon Ramsay of the Philippines, but you can be an Abby of the Philippines. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You look at this and you taste it, and you're like, you know what's missing? You know what's missing with this tinola? Marshmallows and chocolate.
Yeah, what the hell? I just imagined it. I was real time imagining what you were saying. Suddenly a marshmallow popped into my tummy.
Marshmallows,
very sad image,
and chocolate.
Oh man,
I saw one of your videos, like one of your older videos, when you're like, someone suggested, and how would you know if the pasta is cooked? So you grab a piece and then you throw it on the wall.
Yeah, that was fun. I was scared to post that, actually. I said, what if some Italian dude comments they like report me to like
I kid you not, for us, if anyone sent like a bad comment, to our point of view is like, man, thank you for watching our video. Uh-huh. I mean, I know it's negative, but thank you for watching our video.
I know. This is great.
Yeah.
You want to be a guest for our podcast and tell us more about how sucky we are?
Yeah. It's fine. I mean, we expect that there's going to be...
You guys receive criticism too from...
We don't have big followers yet, so...
You're perfect.
No. Yeah.
I don't know about perfect. We're perfect.
No, you're perfect. Nothing to criticize.
Not yet.
Let me ask you this. What do you think, in your own professional opinion, as a cook, what is the most overrated? And what I mean by overrated, like, people like... You know, they like it so much, but to you, it's like, yeah, it was all right. Or maybe it's you don't like it. The most overrated Filipino food.
Overrated Filipino food. Let me think.
Mm-hmm.
What is Parang, I can't think, like, off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. I don't have Filipino food. Oh, my God. I just remembered. Okra. Okra.
Really?
Please. Yeah. Okra, no. No. Mm. It looks like... slime or
saliva.
What's the English of sipon?
A runny nose?
Yeah,
it's like a runny nose. Why would you want to eat that? A lot of people like it, and I just... Please don't show me that runny nose vegetable.
Were we talking
I know it's not
somebody?
Only in Filipino, so...
Yeah, yeah.
Other countries might get offended, but it's a preference. So we can have food preferences. Yeah. And I do not prefer runny nose food.
I like
it. Yeah, dude, that's crazy. Isn't there like a leaf? What is that leaf that's also like runny and slimy? I forgot what it's called. It's like a leaf, and you put it in certain food, not just okra. I forgot what it's called, but it's also like that. Mm-hmm. We're not particularly picky with food, so as long as it's not feces or...
As you can tell.
Yeah. As long as it's not feces or a legit runny nose, well, I think we'll be fine. Yeah. We'll eat
it. Have you had okra?
Oh, yeah. I actually like okra. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Stevie.
No, it's okay.
From your chat.
No. I asked the question, you know? I asked the question. But now on the other side of it, on the flip side, what do you think is the most underrated, unappreciated Filipino food that you like, love that food? I don't know why people hate it.
Fried chicken.
Everybody loves fried chicken. Like, come on, we have Jollibee.
Nobody hates fried chicken. Underrated food.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think. Underrated food.
I'll tell you what's my underrated food. Sige. While you're thinking, ampalaya. I think that's the most underrated.
That's the most hated.
Yeah, it's the most hated, but I love it. I love it.
Isn't that the bitter?
Yeah, that's vegetable. The bitter gourd. Yeah.
It's bitter gourd.
Yeah, but it's amazing.
I eat it though. Yeah. It's good. But I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I don't think it deserves the hate it gets.
I totally it's like we're agree. Talking about person. I totally. It's like we're talking about person. Yeah. No, I totally agree, because it's, you know, it helps against your diabetes, you know, it lowers down your sugar level. Granted, it's bitter, but man, when you cook it right, like with eggs, good. Like my dad eats ampalaya, like, so in the Philippines we have a farm, right? Not a farm, but a garden. And he will plant like any vegetable you can think of. Yeah, vegetables and fruits. But he will have like ampalaya, like this small. He will grab it and eat it. I'm like, oh, no.
Raw?
Yeah, it's like, raw? No. What?
Oh, man.
I know.
Your dad's hardcore.
He's bitter.
Bitter. Why can you eat ampalaya too?
If cooked right.
Yeah.
If cooked right. Yeah, I've tasted a lot of Filipino delicacies. Ampalaya, I always remember. Doesn't always taste great, but it tastes good for some reason. It's bitter, but it's good. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't hate it, but I do not despise it like other people do. Mm. Like when ampalaya is served on to them, like they say, yeah, ampalaya. Such a pussy. It's food.
Oh my God, that was fun.
Please beep that out.
No, I won't blur that. That album, I'm gonna keep that.
That was so funny. Yeah. That was good.
That was awesome. So the have you come up with your underrated food yet? No? Or do you like...
No, maybe because I eat everything.
Except okra.
Underrated.
You know what's my overrated Filipino food? I love eating it. You know, don't get me wrong. I love eating it. But I think people overhype it too much. Adobo. Like, I'm gonna say it. As a Filipino, I feel like it's overhyped. There's, like, in my opinion, menudo, asado is way better than adobo.
Controversial statements from
CB. I'm standing on that. I can die on that hill. I love adobo. Don't get me wrong. I love adobo. I eat it. But rellenong bangus is way better than adobo.
Oh my God, relleno.
Right?
Yes, what is rellenong bangus.
It's like
stuffed milkfish.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you put it in
like
foil.
Fish.
I remember.
Yeah. Fish, and then you gather the meat, and then you cook the meat with some vegetables and some soy sauce, and then you put it back, stuff it back to the fish.
If someone listening to this podcast and they skipped it on just on that part, you know, you remove the meat, you cook it, and you shove it back.
That's really good, though.
Yeah, without understanding what the context is, it's like, what is this podcast?
Out of context.
What are they? What?
That should be the opening.
Yeah. I know, that should be the opening. But yeah, like rellenong bangus, there's a lot of way better food, in my opinion. Like, I mean, we're not even going to talk about kare kare and bulalo. But I think.
Bro, yeah.
they made like adobo as the pinnacle of the epitome of Filipino foods. Like when you come up with Filipino food, it's gotta be adobo. I mean, come on, like dinuguan should be the epitome of Filipino food, you know?
Dinuguan. Yeah. I remember tasting that. That's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah, that should be the epitome of Filipino food, you know? Not
that's true.
Not adobo. Like
I think adobo, it become popular, and I think a lot of people love adobo because it's present in all regions. All regions in the Philippines, like from the north to the south, they have their own versions of adobo. So when I talk about adobo, it's relatable. But if we have, for example, let's say Rellenong Bangus, that's one of our favorites. Rellenong Bangus. although it's good, not a lot of people have Rellenong Bangus because first it's complicated to cook.
And it takes a lot of work.
Maybe it's more expensive, something like that. So I think adobo is very humble dish, but very humble dish, and it's really, really good. But other dishes don't get enough clout like adobo.
Adobo got clout. Yeah. That should be a TikTok video, you know, like Filipino dish fighting each other. It's like, yo, I'm adobo. I'm the most popular food.
and then
Sinigang will show up. It's like, what are you talking about? Yeah. I am the most popular food.
Oh, Sinigang.
I know. That should be that.
Sinigang.
Should be
what kind of Sinigang do you like? Pork.
Oh yes, pork. Pork Sinigang for sure.
Pork Sinigang. You do Sinigang with other ingredients, so like shrimp.
With pork, or are you talking about like separate?
Like sinigang na pork, ba? Sinigang na baboy, and then sinigang na hipon,
or sinigang na
salmon.
Salmon?
Pwede rin.
Sinigang
na salmon.
We had tilapia. I think sinigang na tilapia? I don't know. Something like a fish. Chicken and things like that. But my favorite adobo is not actual meat. Like, kangkong is my favorite adobo.
Vegetable adobo is good. Sitaw? Like,
oh yeah.
What's English? Long beans?
Long
snake beans?
Hits
the spot. Hits the spot.
Oh man.
Guys.
This is it. You know? That is
well, nice.
How to date Abby? Sitaw.
Sitaw. Dobong sitaw.
Wow.
That should be the next TikTok video for you. You're rapping sitaw in lumpia rap.
What the hell? I'll try that. I just want to share. A lot of people are suggesting that I do these weird lumpia ideas like sinigang na lumpia. Or tinola na lumpia and stuff like that. And I'm wondering what would happen. So that would be very interesting.
Yeah.
But those are the kind of comments that I get.
What if you become the lumpia girl?
People are actually calling me lumpia queen.
Oh,
but
see?
As I've said, I'm really a pushover. So I'm still not claiming it because I don't want to step on anybody's toes.
You might
I
become...
don't know if there's already a lumpia queen there.
Yeah, who cares? They're not. If people are already suggesting that you're lumpia queen, that means you're more popular than
that
original lumpia queen.
Than that.
Yeah, they're gone. Yeah, they dissolved.
Take it.
Yeah, that lumpia queen got wrapped with marshmallows and chocolate and got deep fried. You're the new lumpia queen. You're the LQ lumpia queen. Oh my gosh. Who's the chef or a cook that you really look up to, either foreign or local?
I want to say Joshua Weissman.
Okay.
Really. Joshua Weissman, because apart from his cooking theories, culinary techniques are very sound. And I agree with his opinions, but it also is a matter of personality. He's very honest, and like me, he wants to be. Relatable. He's relatable. He's relatable. Sound techniques, and I want to be someone like him that people can talk to, relate to. and, you know, share their knowledge in the kitchen, share their opinions about food, very honestly. So, parang ang dating tuloy ngayon, I just really want to judge. Bro. It's really restricted, no? I really, really want to judge people. Let me judge people. Hey, people, judge
me. Oh, dude. Dude, what if you become like the Master Chef Philippines and you be one of the, you know, one of the judge? I think that's it, you know? That's Lumpia Queen. Who's the next judge? Yeah. Lumpia Queen.
People will dash me.
Right?
What is she doing here? She only puts stuff inside the lumpia wrapper and fries it. Where's the technique in that? And that's actually what I'm conscious about. I'm conscious about not having, like, an official experience in the kitchen. Like, I'm not a chef. I'm not a cook. I haven't worked in a professional kitchen yet. I'm just a student. And even after I graduate, I don't think I have plans to work in a professional kitchen. Mm. I used to, but I think it's very hard. So salute to all chefs out there.
Yeah.
I think
it's
very hard and really leaning into this management thing. So right now, when people are calling me chef or I get these opportunities to share my knowledge on their platform. They say, chef, do you want to talk about, do you want to teach about this kind of stuff? Do you want to talk in our webinar about baking? I mean, inside, I'm like, who am I? What do you think of me? Watch my videos. I just wrap everything in lumpia. Do you think I know baking croissants?
She said it right, too. She said
croissant. Croissant.
So yeah, I'm not really that credible, I guess, in the professional industry.
No, I mean, dude, you do your stuff and do it great. I mean, it's apparent because people are watching your stuff,
right?
You know?
Yeah. I could just imagine that. I'm excited for you because once you break out of the people judging you or the eyes of others and just do your thing with confidence, oh man, I can see where you're going with it.
I know.
I mean, so we're talking about food. I love it.
Right.
Yeah.
I know we've been talking for an hour and I'm going to say this. I want you to be raw and honest. Not that you haven't been honest. And like, we're going to practice your assertiveness, okay? We're going to practice your assertiveness.
All right.
And not be a pushover. I'm going to ask you this. And don't be afraid answering it.
All right.
You've been cooking Filipino food for you know, how many years now? In your own opinion, what do you think is lacking in Filipino food? Or it could be what we need to stop as Filipinos when we cook. What do we need to stop doing, in your opinion?
I think. Okay. I have two points.
Okay.
First is, what I do, especially taking culinary classes.
Yeah.
What I have in mind always is I can always adjust what I'm cooking. And wait, I'm going to be careful with my words. Let me think. Okay. First of all, I think a lot of Filipino dishes would be untraditional. Would not be that traditional, but I think would be better if people brown their meat more often. Oh. For example, adobo.
Yeah.
I've seen adobo being cooked simply by just throwing the meat with the soy sauce, with some garlic and bay leaves in a pot and then just simmer it for a long time. I think you should brown your meat first. So boil it first? Sear the meat first. Sear the meat first in hot oil, and when a crust, brown crust forms in the meat, that's when you add your liquids. So in adobo, what else? In
how about nilaga?
Kare-kare. Nilaga, yes. I brown my nilaga as well. And that's not traditional, no? And I think a lot of people, especially people who study the Filipino cuisine, they will say, that's not how we cook it. It's gonna be different. But I think it tastes better. And also, second is, on a nutrition perspective, Filipinos love overcooking their vegetables. As we see in adobong sitaw, we don't stop cooking until the sita was like very, very.
She's very upset.
Like disintegrated or gone.
Yeah, not gone because it has a lot of fiber, no. But until it's very wrinkly, it's very dark in color because sita.
Oh yeah, you're right.
When cooked, yeah, sita when cooked, right? It's supposed to be snappy, supposed to be bright green, mm-hmm. because if you cook vegetables. If you overcook vegetables, you're gonna lose their nutrients, no? Mm-hmm. But Filipinos nga, they love overcooking it because the flavor. But
wow,
I think it's also a compromise. For example, when I eat adobong sitaw, do I want it to be healthy or do I want it to be
taste good? Yeah,
you know, yeah. I'm eating adobong sitaw for the tasty experience.
Yeah, yeah,
and. And in Sinigang, the pet chai, or what? How do you? It's like an Asian bok choy.
Yeah,
bok
yeah.
Bok choy is Asian. Asian.
It's like saying, yeah, that Asian Chinese. Wait, hold up. Chinese are Asian. Asian.
Pet chai. Yeah. Pet chai. Sitaw, beets, pet chai, cabbage. We all want them to be soft in our soups, in our sinigang. In kare-kare, the eggplant's very soft. We cook it that way because it's texture, the texture mm-hmm. and the taste is yeah. better that way. But we lose all the nutrients.
That makes sense.
Really?
Yeah, because the cabbage or the repollo, when you don't overcook it, it's a little bitter. Especially the mm-hmm. end part, you know, like the harder part.
Yeah,
yeah it's a little mm-hmm. bitter. And same thing with not sitaw. I think it was sitaw. You know, when it's just cooked right, it's a little bitter. Yeah, I think I understand that. I understand that part.
Huh. Because there are vitamins that are not heat. That are sensitive to heat.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
when exposed to heat, they're gone.
Yeah.
And that's where you lose. But, you know, I don't know if I would prefer healthy or tasty.
Maybe interesting.
I'll just eat the healthy in other dishes. But yeah. my ulam, I want it to be wilted. Ba't ko pa sinuggest, no? Kung ang prefer ko rin pala ay yung masarap.
Right?
Such a hypocrite.
Right? She's so judgmental. She's so judgmental. She's even judging herself.
Exactly.
No, because like when we cook tortang talong, right? We overcook mm-hmm. it. Like it's like gone. It's black. It's a blackened eggplant.
Oh, wow.
And then we dip it in eggs, and then we fry it.
Because
we can't eat just the eggplant. You have to cover it with eggs to make it, you know, to make it taste better.
So sorry for being a hypocrite guest,
right?
Me suggesting things and not agreeing to them.
Oh my gosh. So you mentioned earlier that you know, like adobo, we have different kinds of adobo all over the country. Mm-hmm. And this is in my own personal opinion. I don't know if you agree with me. If you agree or don't, I want to hear your opinion. But I think Filipino cuisine is one of the, I don't want to say the, but one of the most difficult cuisine to categorize. You know, that's why in a lot of restaurants or cooking show, you don't see Filipino food because we have different versions of food. Like adobo mm-hmm. alone has hundreds of different versions on right. how to cook it.
Mm-hmm.
Like even lumpia. So when we got here, my aunt who cooks, you know, she makes lumpia. She puts raisins in them. Mm. Like raisins in lumpia. Yeah. I know.
Have I told you I hate raisins?
I know.
I'm so concerned.
Yeah, no, she put you know, like the meat, the regular meat, you put onions and things like that. And then she put the meat in the lumpia with American cheese and then raisins.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I mean, it tastes good. Because it complements, you know, the sweetness and the bitter and the and all that.
Good.
It tastes good. Hey, you don't
you
like crazy. Okay,
you gotta try it.
Yeah, I think it works. Cheese with meat.
Yeah,
that's theoretically good.
Oh, but not the raisins.
Not the raisins.
Not the raisins. Okay.
But do you think is Filipino food is one of the most difficult cuisines, not necessarily to cook, but to categorize.
I think my answer would be not that objective, because I encounter Filipino food all the time, mm-hmm. and I don't know the context in other countries. I agree that Filipino food is not that difficult to cook. Mm-hmm. As I've said earlier, you can just combine the ingredients and then simmer it for hours. It's not difficult to cook, I think. But it's hard to categorize, or it's hard to how do you say this? Like, hindi concise.
Mm-hmm.
Wait lang, ah. I'm thinking of the words na.
Like, you're talking about, like, to simplify the Filipino food, or to pinpoint what is really a Filipino food.
That is it. It's hard to pinpoint what Filipino food is, because we have been influenced by so much countries, so much cuisines,
mm-hmm.
that sometimes we ourselves don't know. Is this a Spanish origin? Is this Chinese origin?
Hmm.
There are a lot of common Filipino foods that are actually not created here.
Mm-hmm.
Pancit, adobo. People are saying that adobo may not be originally Filipino.
Yeah, no.
So no. It's difficult to identify what is really Filipino. And I think that's the challenge there. And that's what a lot of Filipino studies, people that study Filipino culture, is having a hard time studying about, I guess. Wait.
Yeah. No, it makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
It makes sense. Because we also lack a lot of spices. You know, like we use pre-made spices, you know, like nor, or when you make sinigang, you know, like the sinigang mix.
The mix.
We don't necessarily have our own spices. Like, if you go to India, they have, like, they are the origin of spices.
Mm.
And they use a lot of spices in their food. And we don't, you know. Like, how do you even make a raw... Like, I don't even know how to make a raw sinigang without using a sinigang mix. Like, I have, you know, what do you do? Oh, do you boil sampalok to get that, you know, to get that taste? I have no idea.
Yes. Yes, that's what you do. Actually, even here that we have the spices, sampalok, we have fresh sampalok, we have gabi, we have miso.
Yeah.
We still use the...
The mix?
The mix. Because it's convenient. Very convenient. Otherwise, you would have to boil it, the sampalok, on a separate pot, and that's where you add the ingredients.
Oh.
Yeah. So for convenience, we also use that. And so spices, we do have very common, the common spices, and we do have a few spices like soy condiments, soy sauce, patis, sili siguro, sili. And yung sili natin, pag sinabing sili or chili, yun yun, sili, siling red, or siling green. Wala nang iba. Wala nang ibang... So when I'm trying Mexican recipes, no, and they bring out different peppers.
Yeah. Jalapenos, habaneros.
What is that? We only have chili. That's it. Sili. It's either red or green.
It's either red. That's right. That's right. And we don't even have like bell peppers, you know? Like, it's not bell peppers are not normal in the Philippines.
No, I haven't seen any.
No.
Really? Right now. Right now, we have bell peppers, but only it's very small.
Oh,
the red and the
green
ones only.
Gotcha.
We don't have
orange.
Don't have yung
the big ones,
The one that you can stuff,
We
don't have that yet. The yellow ones, the green ones, the vibrant green ones, vibrant red ones.
Yeah.
Don't have that yet. Only the small ones. Parang, ano ba? Parang malaking sili lang talaga.
Right. And those are the sweeter, like the sweeter bell peppers. Yeah. Mm-mm. Did you know... That I just learned this. Did you know that bell peppers, the color is not different kinds of bell pepper. It's just the ripeness of the bell pepper. The green one is the most unripe. And I don't know what's the color. I think the yellow one is the most ripe bell pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought they were just all the same.
Yeah.
So green, red,
yellow,
orange and yellow?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's how it works. I don't know. Yeah.
What I see bell peppers here, they don't turn yellow at all. Like, after the green phase, they become red. So sometimes when you go to the market, you see a bell pepper. Sometimes that it has patches of green and the red. Yellow ones, very, very rare. I think I can only get them in like delicatessen stores where they sell imported vegetables.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's probably a lot too, huh? It's probably expensive.
Yeah, that's expensive. It's like times two, times three of the price.
Right. It's like here, you know, sayote is so expensive in here.
Really?
Yeah, it's expensive. Sayote is expensive in here because it's not like a, it's not normal, you know. Sayote is not normal around here. And we eat a lot of sayote in the Philippines.
That's what I realized too. As I've said earlier, I got into V, and they're selling authentic products like lato and different kinds of fruits. And when exploring their products, I see people are buying a lot of these fruits. Like, they're super, super hyped. So people are looking for them. They can't find these fruits anywhere else. Wow. And I'm thinking, mangga, pinupulot lang sa amin yan.
Right,
like,
right.
Just pick it up from the streets. When I see malunggay in the trees, I just ask my neighbor, hey, can I get some of malunggay?
Like taro, you know, like gabi. Yeah, that's really common in the Philippines. But here it's expensive.
It is.
Sometimes you can't even find them. You have to go to Asian stores to get them.
An actual Asian store.
Asian stores. You have a lot of Asian markets there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They sell like Filipino snacks and they're expensive. Like what is it? Chalk stick? The wafer stick?
Stiko?
Stiko, yeah. Stiko cost about $5 in here. So $5 will be how much in, like,
250?
$250 for just the one container.
The canister?
The one canister, yeah.
Oh, I think that's around 60 pesos, 80 pesos.
Right.
Oh, man.
Right.
But of course, you have to pay for the shipping, transportation cost of the stickos.
And most of them, most of the stickos in here are expired.
What?
Yeah, because they're just sitting there for a while. Forever. Nobody's buying them, you know?
Oh, no.
Yeah. But I still eat them because it's like, this is Philippines.
I gotta rep them. I'll eat it even if it kills me.
Oh, I'm gonna. Hey, so. Yeah. We moved here in the States 2012, and I was 21 at that time, and we haven't had corned beef, and we love corned beef. I'm not the American corned beef. I'm talking about like the Filipino Argentina corned beef in can.
Yeah,
we never had it in a while. Yeah, and my dad went to the Philippines last month, came back with a can of corned beef. So I cooked it earlier. Granted, I put too much water, so it's a little matabang. But I put, you know, garlic, onions with potatoes. And it was magical. It was the best.
it was delicious.
Yeah. I should have wrapped it in lumpia.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to make corned beef lumpia soon. That's in my queue.
I think that really? Will work. Yeah. Hey, I have a question. Is turon a banana lumpia? Lumpiang banana? Think about it.
I don't know.
Think about it. Is turon lumpiang banana?
Actually, I'm not coming from a very informed place, very informed lumpia place. I actually call everything lumpia as long as they're wrapped in lumpia wrapper.
Yes, so turon is lumpiang banana. That's it.
I think so too. That's logical. I'm so afraid of being judged. A lot of people comment like, that's not, for example, that's not strawberry lumpia. That's strawberry turon.
No, it's like, lumpia. It's lumpia, not turon.
You agree? It's strawberry lumpia, no?
Yeah, it's strawberry lumpia.
Because I searched on, this is a bad source, Wikipedia, no? Please cut this out. I come from a reputable university. I cannot source Wikipedia. But turon is usually bananas.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it is lumpiang banana.
It's lumpiang saging. It is 100%. It's like hot dogs. You know, hot dog, not the hot dog itself, but the hot dogs with buns. Mm-hmm. It's a sandwich. It's a sandwich. Yeah. Because you have the bread and the meat or whatever you have in the middle. Yeah. Yeah, and people always said, no, it's not. Oh, how about tacos? Yeah, tacos is a sandwich too, if you think about it.
This is such a serious topic, though. Did you know?
No, because like, it's a little controversial. You know?
Hot dog is a sandwich.
Yeah, because it's a little controversial. Because it's like the pizza. Pizza is a pie.
Yes, I've come to terms with that. That it's a pie.
Pizza is a pie. And all y'all Italians watching, I'm saying it. Pizza is a pie.
I think they say it's a pie.
Oh, I guess you're right. They call it pizza pie.
Just they don't like pineapple and meat together on pizza pie.
Pizza pie. Yeah.
Pizza is a pie. I believe it.
Italians, if you don't agree, I'm out of here.
I'm just a guest. I'm just a guest.
I don't know them. What are your names?
Oh my god, dude. That is awesome. And I would love to. I love your videos. I love your contents. And I think you need to keep doing that. And your music, your singing, you need to keep doing that too. Because you have a wonderful singing voice.
Yeah.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah.
You thought of it for a second. No. Should I agree? Yeah.
No. So now that you have the 540,000 followers and most of them are Filipinos, have you ever had a moment in your life while you're walking outside and you said, are you that cooking girl on TikTok that wraps stuff in lumpia? Have you had that experience before?
Not yet. My friends are teasing me. Like when we're together and I have like certain distance from them and they try to act like, hey, are you that lumpia girl? Or when we're in the mall, they talk like, hey, do you want to prank Abby and make it look like, oh, there's a celebrity here.
Yeah. No, because...
But no, like, organically, no.
Really? Really? Not even in UP?
We're having online class. We're not in the university yet. I don't think it's just because we're wearing masks outside and people don't recognize me. But I don't think I have enough... I don't think that my followers know me that enough, especially because when I started posting TikTok videos, I don't show my face. I only just introduced my face recently.
Yeah.
And I don't think memorable sa kanila.
Like recognizable, like your face is so recognizable.
Yeah, I don't think so yet.
No, I think you are very recognizable. I think you're not one of those
generic faces.
NPCs, you know, NPCs. NPCs. You know, when you play games or watch animes, you
you're
know
not
those
that just extra side
just
character.
An extra side. Like, wait, do you watch anime?
No.
Oh, you don't.
Yeah.
Dang it! Good thing you can cook.
No, I know.
It's
right?
Okay.
I know, right?
It's okay.
I watch anime, but like, unti-unti na, pa isa-isa when it's really recommended by my friends.
Yeah.
But not regularly.
Yeah, you shouldn't watch Food Wars. Don't ever watch Food Wars.
I watched the first episode of that.
No, don't.
Oh, actually. Man, the first episode is just...
The first episode is the worst.
Yeah.
Like 5 minutes in, what is going on in what this show?
They're having a cook-off, no?
Yeah,
they are. Or the octopus?
Yes.
Yun ba yun?
Yeah.
The octopus scene,
the first
penetration.
Opening.
Yeah, I know. The first taste, I'm like, what is going on? Like, this is a show that you shouldn't watch with your parents. Like, can you imagine getting caught by your parents? Walked in, it's like, what are you watching?
I'm watching. Why is the octopus penetrating the skirt of this innocent girl?
Right? Oh man, and we're talking about food, and all of a sudden the octopus, man.
No, but no, the singing part and the singing, your singing content, and then the cooking. Because I think as a content creator, you should. I think, in my opinion, and I'm trying to break that, and it might not be the case, but you should just be stuck in one area of content creation, you know, like if you're cooking but you have other talents, maybe you go in that avenue too and explore, you know. And because you have an amazing singing voice.
I heard some of your TikTok videos and where you're singing, I'm like, she can sing.
Yeah, and you can harmonize too, so that's a good thing.
I have a background in singing as well, because in sixth grade until 6 years, I attended voice, like, singing school. And I had a band. I had a band in senior high school. But I didn't pursue it because I wanted to focus on my studies. But, yeah, I think that's a good idea to combine your talents. Mm-hmm. For example, right now, cooking and singing, maybe we can maybe I can combine that in a video, and that'll be a unique characteristic to my videos. That right. She's not just cooking, she's singing as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm having a hard time introducing it in my cooking videos. It's as much as possible, especially now that I have a lot of, I have a big number of followers, mm-hmm. Brands and brands are looking at my feed and they want it to be consistent. Like my branding is food.
Gotcha.
And if you start posting covers, it's gonna be confusing.
Yeah,
covers alone, just right. Well, she's cooking lumpia and then suddenly she's posting this very cringy R&B cover of a neo song like, so it'll be good.
No, you sing what's his name, Usher, Let It Burn, you know, while you're cooking. Yeah. Just let it burn.
Yeah, maybe if I can find a creative way to incorporate that. I guess so.
Dude, but,
no, I'm not having any ideas yet.
Because that wasn't the original plan for your TikTok account, right? Not be a food network or a food account.
Mm-mm, yes. But that's where I got traction. So I just as an attention lover. Charing, as an attention lover. Yeah. That's what I pursued.
Yeah, because all of, like, I will tell you, 100% of the guests that we have in here, not that there's a ton of them, but... mm-hmm. all of the guests that we have had in this podcast, and you know, they have videos that going viral, they always have the turning point. Like they started with this, whatever it is, like with Cuyadino, right. He's like dancing and stuff, and then he went to the gaming, and then he went viral, and then he's stuck with it, you know.
Yeah,
he same went thing with EJ and Bunny and all that. But yeah, mm-hmm. Dude, I'm so excited for you. I think you'll be there. And I'm gonna tell this, and I said the same thing to Bunny and EJ and all of our guests. Once you become popular, like really, really popular, don't forget about us.
Yeah. This is a milestone for me, you know.
Yes.
First ever podcast.
Yeah.
That's gonna be us.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I hope you have fun. I hope this is not right? doesn't I yeah. hope it didn't traumatize you at all.
No. Nagulat ako na we've been in a call for more than an hour. Feels like 30 minutes. Yeah, I think I had a lot of laughs.
That's good.
And we are trying to start the milestone too in the Philippines, because as you notice, there's not a lot of podcasts in the Philippines. Like, podcast is not a thing yet in the Philippines.
Yes, it isn't.
Mm-hmm. No, so like if you ask a common Filipino what kind of podcast do you listen to, they're probably like, what's a podcast? You know, like, oh, it's like radio, but it's streaming. You know,
right.
But we want to be one of the first people that starts that. But go ahead. What were you gonna say?
Yeah, I think a lot of people know what podcast is, but they don't know local podcasters, mm-hmm. if I may say.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of local podcasts here. Like me, I listen to podcasts, but I listen to international creators.
Mm-hmm.
Like on Spotify, I listen to, I don't know her name, shucks. Don't judge me. Just listen to her. But yeah, the point is, I don't think there are big local podcasters yet.
Right.
Because if there was, I think I would have known.
You would know. Yeah.
No, but we want to be one of those, and we're trying to still figure out what we're going to do, if we're going to do it in Tagalog or in English or anything. But all we know is we're having fun doing it, you know, like talking to people like you.
It's
and
really, really fun.
Yeah, showcasing you and bragging about you that,
right.
Hey, you know that lumpia girl?
Yeah,
we know her.
We
talked to her for over an hour, and she's awesome. She doesn't just cook lumpia with marshmallows and chocolate.
So don't judge her, because she'll judge you.
Don't judge her. She hates being judged.
Yeah, right?
And also,
right?
She's very, very judgmental. On the contrary,
that is awesome. That is awesome. Man. Well, I think that's all we got. Where can people find you in the social media world? Promote yourself. Like, where can they find you?
Yes.
Okay, so mainly I'm on TikTok at Abigail F. Marquez, but I'm also on Instagram, Facebook. I have a Facebook page. They're all under Abigail F. Marquez. So fb.com, Abigail F. Marquez, instagram.com/Abigail F. Marquez. On YouTube, I'm planning to be there very, very soon. You can just search Abby Marquez. That's it. And nice. Hopefully I will come up at the top of the organic
Yeah, I know. Hold on. I've been meaning to ask you. Are you ever planning to change your handle? Because your full name is kind of dangerous long. To put your... No, not the long part. It's kind of dangerous to put your real name in there.
They know you from first to last.
Yeah, yeah. Like, put something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like,
do you think that's a good idea? Like, I think you should. I don't know.
I think you should. I think it's the because celebrities do it. Like almost every
names.
Yeah, you have your own screen name. Mm-hmm. Because having your real name in there is kind of like, you know, because people can just search you. People can search your name
right.
in Google, and then they can find all your personal information. I think that's just in my opinion.
Yeah, I've been thinking of that as well, but I'm worried that people know me as Abby Marquez. That 500 people that follow me, they know the handle as Abby Marquez. But yes, I do find that the disadvantages people can search me on my Facebook, like personal Facebook account. People are adding me.
Yeah,
like I don't know where. Like I'm thinking, how did they find me? And I realized, my name is in there.
Yeah,
my name
is in but your followers wouldn't really care if you change the name, especially if it's like I said, especially if it's a catchphrase. If it becomes the Lumpia Queen and then you change it with that, they will be fine. Like the TikToker name, I forgot what was his name, but he had his original name as his TikTok handle, and then he became popular as eating spicy food, and people start calling him Spice King. So he changed his name to Spice King. So he became the Spice King. He's the handle of the Spice King. So you can that's always change it, and your supporters will support you for sure.
Yeah,
your followers will support you because your content is not changing. Consider it's just that. Your name, you know. Just in my opinion.
I'll consider that, especially now I haven't started on YouTube. No, it's an opportunity to start everything from scratch.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice. Right. That's a good idea. Thanks. Yeah. We hope you enjoy this podcast episode. This is
I enjoyed it. Especially we're talking about food. It's my favorite topic.
I just feel like I'm with a bunch of my friends.
That's good.
Dude, that's good.
That is
the hope.
Good.
Yeah, that's our hope. That you're just hanging out with us. You know, we're sitting on the couch. You're sitting there. We're talking. It just so happened that it's recorded.
Fun.
You know, and just having
just
fun.
Just so happens it's recorded. Yeah.
All
that's
right.
How it feels like.
Well, if you enjoyed this podcast and if you're listening to this podcast and you want to see our faces, you want to see the face of the Lumpia Queen and our faces, of course, just go to YouTube and look for The Maximum Filipino Show. Come follow us, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn, Twitter, The Maximum Filipino Show, and you can find us there. If you have any suggestions or any guests that you guys want us to be part of the podcast, email us, themaximumfilipinoshow@gmail.com.
Right.
And then that's it. Please share, subscribe, and tell your friends about this podcast. We will totally appreciate that, and thank you so much for our guest at the Abbey for joining us, man. You've been a blast. This is awesome. This is one of our favorite for sure one of our favorite. Well, thank you guys. We'll see you guys later. Bye.
Late.
Bye guys.